need it first class, please. If you send anything else, would you send it first class? I'll pay you if they don't or won't, but please, okay?
All right.
And then now may I speak to Mr. Isolde, right?
Sure.
I hope he lets me talk to call him Dominic.
Okay. Yeah, hold on.
Right. This is Dominic, okay?
Yes, you will let me call you Dominic. Thank you. My husband speaks perfect Portuguese, Spanish, and all names, and anything other than Smith and Jones gets me.
Is that right?
So I've been practicing Isolde for 2 days there.
Have you?
Let me tell you what I'm doing. First of all, I'm Joe Cooper from Pasadena.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, it's before 8 o'clock out here, and I'm not awake.
You're calling me all the way from California?
Yes, Pasadena.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This is the way professional writers work to New York, because... And we call early in the morning to say...
Gotcha.
Okay,
Joe, now, what can I help you with?
Well, I have a go-ahead from the TV Guide. I'm going to do an article about taping soap operas.
Gotcha.
Now, I am using your RK356.
Okay.
And I talked to one of your technicians, Ed, yesterday.
Right.
And he said that's no longer being built.
Right.
The RK560 is the thing.
Uh-huh.
Now... Is there anywhere I can see this out here? Do you have a West Coast office?
Oh, sure we do. You're in Pasadena. How far is that from Long Beach?
Not too far.
Not too far.
I phoned there, but they gave me this.
I can't imagine who you spoke to there that would.
It would give you the number out here. You mean I could be working with the sales department in Long Beach just as easy?
Yes.
Oh, isn't that funny?
Okay, I'm not sure what happened. I don't want to make any excuses, but the only thing I can say is. If you spoke to somebody, you know, in reception, they might be somebody new. Now, here's the thing. We've got a marketing department out there in the Long Beach address, that would be. I'm sure very happy to provide you with any information, show you the whole thing, and I think that would be much easier for you.
Oh, yes. Okay. You've made my day. Now, who do I call, and what's the number?
Gotcha. Okay, what I would you'd call the 213-639
5050. Go easy. I've only had half a cup of coffee.
Yeah, well, I've had several already. So I'm in good shape. Let's see. Let me get you somebody out there.
And the name, yeah.
All right. You would speak to... I'm looking through my corporate directory here. Let's see. Karst Portables. Okay. You don't want to speak to anybody in sales, because it's different.
Well, that's all right. I can get that. Let me.
The director of marketing, his name is Bill Matthies.
Bill?
M-A-T-T-H-I-E-S. Okay, he's a director of marketing.
M-A-T-T-H-I-E-S. I-E-S.
Right, and he's a director of marketing, and I'm sure they've got somebody there who would be able to help you.
Okay, now let me just give you a little funny. It's a 7:45 here, so I've got at least 2 hours to louse up to try and get somebody out here. May I ask you some questions as long as I've got you?
Sure, I'll try.
The difference between these two machines, does the 560 have on the buttons, the tape machine buttons, that little indentation for your finger?
Uh-huh.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you know of other companies that make this?
No, I really don't. Okay.
But there are some.
I assume there are. Okay, with the TV...
With a TV band that's portable is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, but I don't know who else does. And like I said, marketing would be the best folks to help you there.
Okay. And that would be the same. The car radio business, you don't know then either.
Car radio, I'm not sure if TV is available in anything in car. But here again.
Yeah, but oh boy, I wish it were. You're going to make a million. Get it out there.
Well, that's why I would love to put you in touch with Bill out in marketing. Because, you know, if he's got some input from somebody. I'm sure he'd be able to answer that a lot more intelligently than I.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I can't understand why it's not out yet either. It seems like a very good suggestion.
Okay. Now, it's available, the one that you've got, well, I'll ask him.
That's available, sure.
It's available all over the country, right?
All over the place, right?
Okay. And you, that's a dumb. You know what I think I did? I think I got the other Pioneer company.
Could have been.
Pioneer Electronics.
Yeah, U.S. Pioneer.
So as not to get back to your company out here, that I know that's what I did. I had on my, the whatever you call the sheet that comes with your machine.
Right.
It says Centrix by Pioneer.
Right.
Blah, blah. It has Long Beach number on the back.
Uh-huh.
But it says it's Pioneer of something, not U.S. Pioneer, not Pioneer of America.
Oh. shouldn't have been, I don't understand why that would have been included with your Centrex information.
Yeah,
that's
interesting. I can't even find that thing this morning. Where are we? Pioneer Electronic Corporation.
Uh-huh.
Something Japan.
Uh-huh.
And it says Pioneer Electronics of America. Oh, that's Dominguez Street, Long Beach.
Right.
Oh, I know what it could have been. It could have been the, I could have said Pioneer Electronics to the information operator.
Uh-huh.
And she gave me the other one.
Could have been. Because
there's
still
no phone.
Yeah, I still don't understand how you could have gotten to me.
Oh, it's just such a nice office to talk to early in the morning.
Yeah, early.
You are all so helpful.
Oh,
and anyway, I got enough information from you yesterday so that I talked the editor of TV Guide into this article. Now, if he buys it, we're all in good shape, bye.
Yeah. So you're a freelancer, huh, Joe?
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
Oh. About 20 years I've sold, and about 34 years I've been selling, and within the last 2 weeks I'm finally selling things to people that are going to make me some money.
How about that? Okay, so it does take a while.
It just all of a sudden clicked, but this will be my biggie if I make it, and I think
great.
It will, and like I said, God knows it will help your sales, too.
Yeah, I'd love to see it. Okay, I'll be checking TV Guide to see if this article comes loose. I'd love to see it. Okay, Joe, if I can be of any other help, you let me know.
All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
I need to talk to him about an article I'm doing for TV Guide.
Okay, I didn't get your call earlier.
Oh, excuse me. This morning I called him. I was going to call back sometime after 3. It sounds like your lines are busy and stuff. What I need is about a 10-minute phone interview.
For what?
Which is a rather, I think, new and unique idea. Now, maybe your people have gotten letters from other people that are doing this,
mm-hmm.
You see. So I need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to know some statistics on the this particular make, if I'm going to use that, I don't have to use it in the article,
mm-hmm.
But I thought that probably Pioneer of America would like me to use that in the article in TV Guide to tell them that this is what I happen to use myself, and therefore, you know.
Oh, okay.
But so it's really sort of a, if I have a go-ahead from TV Guide, it isn't a firm commitment until I see my finished product, so I can't say that it's absolutely for sure going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is, I can either do it with or without the name of this particular tape deck thing, or cassette, or whatever you call it. But I thought that because this is the one I'm using, I would give you guys the credit for it and go through you. But what I need is a brochure on the new one, like the 560.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using a 356.
Mm-hmm.
And according to New Jersey, that's not made anymore,
mm-hmm.
And so I need to know, see, I'm going to be describing it. If I describe this one, I want to know if it's the same, you know. So I wanted, like, maybe if one of your salesmen were coming over to Pasadena, or if you have a outlet in Pasadena where
mm-hmm.
I could find it,
okay,
that kind of stuff.
Let me take your name and your number, and somebody will get back to you tomorrow.
Okay,
okay?
It's Joe Cooper, 213-796-1672.
Okay,
and
is this a freelance article that you're going to submit to TV Guide, or do you have a commitment from
them? I have a commitment from them. I'm a professional writer, and I spoke to the editor there,
uh-huh.
And he said yes, he would take it, but, you know, he would look at it. So
right.
it's what they call a go-ahead
uh-huh.
type thing. So
uh-huh.
it's a probable, but not a absolute yet.
Uh-huh.
Like after the 26th or so, they'd know, you know, after they get it. So, okay?
Okay,
so
good.
It's that kind of a deal, and I'll be here tomorrow until about 1:45.
Okay, now you would write your article with the Pioneer brand name in it.
Well, maybe. No, I don't know. TV Guide might not.
Right.
If they are advertising for somebody else, they might not use it.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Sure.
But I want to be correct on my facts
mm-hmm.
in it anyway
mm-hmm.
for people that, you know, that may go out and buy one, or they may write me and say, hey, you know, what kind of a tape did you have or something.
Okay, well, good.
So what I need is really some marketing information, but like I said, I've got a few questions here, but about 10 minutes of his time, if I could.
Okay.
But it doesn't have to be the president of your company.
Well, that has to be our policy.
That's your policy.
Internal policy.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
If they speak to you, I like technicians or somebody that knows what they're talking about to tell me.
Okay, well, I'll give you incorrect information.
No, I know that, but I want to know if you can leave it in the trunk of the car and what temperature is too hot and
mm-hmm.
how much it weighs and, you know, these kind of things.
Okay, that sounds like a neat kind of thing.
Yeah.
All
well,
right.
It will be, except I only got 2 weeks to do it, so you'll get back to me tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Thanks
uh-huh.
a lot. And
you're welcome.
Your name was?
My name is Mary Hirschbeck.
Mary, in case I'm
okay.
Thanks, Mary, very
you're
much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.